We are back. It's halftime of the Huskers game against the Bulls from Buffalo. And as we do each and every week, a chance to chat with the president of the University of Nebraska, Ted Carter. Big day, remembering 9/11 here 20 years ago. The team is wearing, as you know, the alternate uniforms this week to pay tribute to the first responders, the police, fire, rescue personnel. As a former Navy man yourself, where were you on that day? When did you hear about it? When the planes hit the trade centers?
Yeah, Greg, like so many Americans, I am thinking a lot back to that time 20 years ago on 9/11 in 2001. And, you know, being here in Nebraska and seeing this surge of emotions coming out from just Nebraskans on this reminds me that this feeling is throughout our entire nation. You know, for the benefit of all of our fans, I just want to give a big shout out to our police, our fire, our first responders, our medical people that deal with this type of thing every day. And we just can't help think back to that that disaster that happened in New York City and at the Pentagon on that day, with so many memories and so many people that we still have to remember. For me personally, I was second in command of an aircraft carrier, the Harry S. Truman. I was actually watching the Today Show when the first airplane hit, and they showed that highlight. The captain of the ship was many decks above me, so we usually met in person in the morning, but for whatever reason, I called him on the phone, and I said, turn on your TV. Some crazy knucklehead just flew into the World Trade Center towers. And as we were talking live is when we saw the second plane hit. And he and I both, and I still have chills about these, we both said, stopped. We said, we're at war. We closed the ship up. We went to general quarters, and we were ready to get underway within hours. It was a significant day for us as many in the military. We were worried about our own vulnerability and protecting the aircraft carrier at the time. It was our newest aircraft carrier in the Navy. So we did a lot that day, and like many Americans, it changed our whole way of life.
Thank you again for your service, by the way. I don't know that people say that enough to you. All right, let's bring it back to the university. It was a big week. You found out some enrollment numbers across the university. What can you share with us today about the student body numbers?
Well, as you think back to about this time last year, as we were just, kind of getting back into in-person education, we had done so much to try to make sure our students know that they were welcome back. We actually increased enrollment last year, but that increase was not able to be maintained this year. So we actually dropped a couple percent, and a lot of people will say, well, why did you drop? We went from a little under 52,000 students to about 50,000 and a half students. And interestingly, we actually grew the incoming freshman class. We grew our graduate study students and our professional students across the board. We increased in first generation and underrepresented minorities. But what happened is we didn't bring in the normal amount of transfer students. And because we graduated the largest class in UNL history, 600 more than we'd ever graduated before, which is a good news story because a lot of students accelerated their education to finish earlier, like Adrian Martinez finished in 3.5 years. We just didn't have enough incoming students to offset that large group that left. So it's a little bit of a learning curve for us, I think, that we've got to do a little more advertising. We've got to make sure people understand some of the benefits of the value of the education that we have here. The great news is our Med Center had an increase in enrollment for the 21st time in a row. Just phenomenal performance there. And UNK, our friends out in Kearney, increased enrollment for the first time in 5 years. By introducing a new program called the New Nebraskan Program. And for them, it was mostly our border states like Colorado and Kansas increased their out-of-state enrollment 70% in their incoming freshman class. So major headline for them, not a huge overall increase for them, about 1% total, but it reverses a trend for them. So we've learned some things. We're going to get smarter. We'll offset these losses, and I know that we're still doing a good job with our affordability, accessibility, and we'll be able to grow the university.
Very good. We're knee-deep into the fall sports season now. You're a former student-athlete yourself. What are your thoughts about the beginning of a sports season?
Well, I can just tell you from my own personal experience, I love the fall. As a student-athlete, I felt like I was busier than everybody else and my peers, and I'm sure our student-athletes feel the same way between practices and preparation, still doing classwork. But there's a certain feeling that comes over you as you're getting ready for game day. I can only imagine what it's like for our football players, our volleyball team, It's just such an exciting time here in Lincoln. And let's not forget, we've got great sports programs throughout the state. You know, the hockey team in Omaha, we got a great volleyball team out at UNO. The Lopers, top program in Division II with football program. Their volleyball program's playing for a national championship this year. So lots to be excited about here throughout the entire state of Nebraska.
It's good to have you back in Lincoln, because last week we shared you a little bit. You went back for a reunion at the Naval Academy. What was that like for you?
Yeah, you know, I would never leave Nebraska unless I had to be somewhere else. So it was the 40th anniversary of my class of 1981 graduation. A little over 900 graduates that went on served in the Navy and the Marine Corps. We had over 500 of my classmates there. We lost 76 over that time, so we had a significant memorial for them. But it was really heartwarming to see the success of so many men and women from that generation spread out throughout the entire Department of Defense, National Defense, education. It was great. And of course, they do have a football team out in Navy. They didn't do as well as the Huskers did last week, and I'm looking forward to seeing the Huskers continue that trend.
Great to see you again, as always. Extra special today because of 9/11. Again, thank you for your service, and let's enjoy the rest of this afternoon.
Absolutely, Greg. And let's remember, you know, what's really important to us in this country. You know, as tough as 9/11 was, there was a surge of patriotism throughout this entire nation that brought us together. I hope after this weekend's game, we can feel a little bit more of that.
University of Nebraska President Ted Carter with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.